under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion. Right after a brief monologue, we're going to open our telephone lines and invite you to call in. Join the discussion today. We're talking about after COVID what? After a brief monologue, we're going to introduce our very special guest, an attorney that's familiar with much of what we'll be discussing in relationship to the COVID protocol, remdesivir, and the side effects, et cetera, et cetera. So we invite you to join the discussion today, and we look forward to your telephone call. Let me remind you, lest I forget it. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. After a brief monologue, our telephone lines will be open. We'll invite you to join the discussion today on this very serious issue. After COVID, what? Ladies and gentlemen, we recall the dark, deadly, difficult days of COVID, the forced lockdown for businesses and churches, the prosecution, the persecution of churches and pastors and business operators, et cetera, et cetera. Most of us recognize and understand now as we look back that we'd been lied to. The CDC, the FDA, and the entire medical world lied to all of us in America and around the globe. Dr. Fauci even admits now that the social distancing, the six-foot separation was just a thought that came to him, as he put it. We know now that Fauci lied about the efficacy of mask wearing. And his so-called science was simply voodoo science. It wasn't real science at all. There's no efficacy in that whatsoever. And all of those things now we're seeing as it comes to light. So we're going to talk about those issues today. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on a central biblicist worldview. And I've had people say, well, what does it mean, a central biblicist worldview? That means simply that we look at what is happening presently and the locale we're in, nationally, internationally, globally. We look at the events that are taking place through the prism of the Word of God. God's Word from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22 has the answer. God's Word is the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our pathway, according to Psalms 119, verse 105. We understand that God has already predetermined, understand what is going to take place in the future. Now listen, when I say predetermined, it's not in any way enjoining or in any way surpassing our freedom as individuals, our volitional choice, but God's sovereign hand is still over all, and God is still on the throne. God's not going to sleep. God's not on a vacation. He's still in the active mode of watching over America. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we look at the Scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. God's Word says in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the Word of God. Thy word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2, reminds us that the truth of the Lord endures forever. There's no end to it. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, as we recognize statements made by people like George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, says the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. and we see that to be factually true today. We're witnessing today a society and an era in which we're living in that most people do not want to hear the truth. Multitudes will bifurcate the truth and try to take a half-truth, and a half-truth, as you've heard me say before, is a whole lie. I'm looking at a headline that says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. In fact, it goes on in the survey to state that 55% of the millennials, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an impossibility. An impossibility. You can't take a portion of a truth, a half a truth, or in any way take the truth and make it anything other than the truth unless you want to bifurcate it or in some way split hairs with it and make your own decision of what you call truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my admonition on this broadcast each and every day, that we seek the truth, love it, live it, tell it, stand for it, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for those wanting to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of a homeowner brand like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is conveniently located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is the flag, U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline article. And the headline article says 146 research studies affirm naturally acquired immunity to COVID-19. We should not force COVID vaccinations on anyone when the evidence shows that naturally acquired immunity is equal to more robust and superior to existing vaccinations. Instead, we should respect the right of the bodily integrity of individuals to decide for themselves. Public health officials and the medical establishment, with the help of the politicized media, are misleading the public with assertions that COVID-19 shots provide greater protection than natural immunity. Ladies and gentlemen, that's about a 10-page article, a fantastic research material. But we realize, ladies and gentlemen, that what was called herd immunity by some medical science people is natural immunity would literally be better than taking the COVID-19 vaccination. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, in lockstep with each other, the NIH, with Dr. Fauci and the entire medical society, chose money, profits, over lives. You'll recall that Big Pharma told us that the COVID vaccination was 97%, 97.5%, I believe they called it, efficacy. They pointed out that it would prevent COVID. Most of you realize and recognize now that down through the ensuing months, it was determined to be an absolute fictitious, phony charade, that it did not prevent COVID at all. Then they started the mantra that you need a COVID booster, a second booster, a third booster, maybe even a fourth booster, just like with Fauci was saying, you need a mask, maybe a double mask, a triple mask, a four mask. Looking at a headline that says, 81 research studies confirm natural immunity to COVID equal to or superior to any vaccination. And it goes in great detail. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, for example, was deceptive in their presentation of their statement. There's no evidence to lasting protection and immunity following natural infection, and that the consequences of waning immunity would present a risk to vulnerable populations for indefinite periods of time. All kinds of, as I call it, voodoo science. and statements made by those in the scientific medical field. We're absolutely filling the airways and being pumped through the socialist Marxist media that was trying to push and prod every citizen to get the vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, the sad, perhaps the more difficult part of COVID for us to grasp was the greed by the doctors, the hospitals, the medical associations. By the way, just a little brief interjection of another headline. In the UK, 191,832 individual adverse events, including blindness, deafness, have been reported after receiving the COVID vaccination jab. And I could go on and on with the research material that I've gathered from around the globe in relationship to the COVID fiasco. You say, well, was COVID a real thing? Yes, COVID pathogen was very real. COVID pathogen, as you perhaps now understand, that's come to reality to validate what was said at the very origin. COVID pathogen was man-created. It was not a natural thing that took place. It was created in the labs in Wuhan, China. It was created at the behest of, the knowledge of, and the assistance of, and the financial funding from Dr. Anthony Fauci. I call him Sir Anthony Fauci. Many look at him as the final statement when it comes to science. After all, the last several months, under pressure and investigation and interrogation, it's been determined that he told lies more than he told the truth about anything. Now retired, our Secret Service, about $500,000 a year, taking care of him 24/7 because he claims that he's had death threats. He may well have, simply because of what he had done. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, it is a major, major problem in relationship to what has taken place with the COVID fiasco and the problems resulting from that. The CDC protocol, ladies and gentlemen, provided bonuses for doctors suggesting the COVID test. And never mind the fact that the COVID test used widely was known to give false positive test results. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a brief technical difficulty. Hang on. Don't hang up. We'll be right back after we do a reconnection, ladies and gentlemen, with our technology. It seems like we still have some kind of interference with our communication, but we will continue, and we'll see what it holds in the next few minutes. But ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is we've been lied to, deceived, and as a result of that, we've had around the globe millions that have died as a result of the COVID protocol, and the COVID protocol including medications that have caused the deaths of mega numbers around the globe. CDC protocol provided hospitals with major profits if they registered patients as a COVID patient. Hospitals and doctors associations got the highest net profits in 2021 and 2022 of any other time in the history of medical science and the medical associations. The real hospital bonuses, ladies and gentlemen, came with the use of ventilators, generally mega thousands of dollars for a patient that would be ventilated as a result of so-called COVID protocol. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 10, it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Here's a headline, cancer's eruption in ways never before seen following COVID vaccinations. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is we are witnessing now some things coming to fruition, bringing about truth out of the fiasco of the death, the deadly vaccinations, and the deceit of yesteryear. There are lawsuits today alleging, I'm looking at a headline, lawsuit alleges Pfizer deceived and censored Americans over COVID vaccine. That's some of the things we're going to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen. During the course of the egregious fiasco with COVID, CDC protocol required administration of the remdesivir. Remdesivir, remember that term. And ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 904-831-0917. If you had a friend, relative, or part of your family that was in the hospital and received care under the CDC protocol, part of that protocol, according to CDC top list, is nothing but a death administration. It's called remdesivir. We're going to talk with our special guest today about that very fact. Remdesivir causes major side effects, difficulties. Ladies and gentlemen, let's try one more time to get us a clear connection. I don't know what the problem is. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, sorry for the interruption again. One day we'll get the demons out of the technology and the systems, especially when it comes to religious broadcasting. The demons want to jump in and have their way, but I'm thankful that you're hanging in there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have today as our very special guest, Jeff Childers. Jeff is from the Childers Law Firm in Gainesville, Florida. Jeff, welcome to Let's Face the Issues. Thank you for hanging on during our technology difficulties the past few minutes, but thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today.
Well, you're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm thankful that you are knowledgeable in some of the areas that we're going to ask questions and talk about today, and I'm delighted that you're willing to discuss them. And for our listening audience, if you again, let me remind you, if you have questions about some of the drug protocol that was administered for you or your loved one while in the hospital or being treated by a physician for COVID, or that if you've had the loss of a loved one as a result of the COVID protocol, I'd love to have you call in and ask the questions that we'll be talking about today with Jeff Childers. Jeff is an attorney that I have a lot of confidence in, and I'm thankful for his wisdom and what God is doing in his life and in his ministry of practicing law. But Jeff, tell our listeners what you know about the any recourse. What does and I'm using the term today, after COVID, what? Just in very broad brush terms at this point, speak to that issue for our listeners. I know many, perhaps dozens or hundreds that I know personally that's had loved ones that have been maltreated as a result of the COVID protocol, or that they've had loved ones that have died as a result of the COVID protocol. Is there an answer? What is the big picture? And how should we respond in relationship to my subject today, after COVID, what?
Well, that is a very big question.
It is.
but fortunately, it's too cold to go outside, so I have plenty of time to answer it. Dr. Youngblood, as you know, but your audience may not know, I am currently suing the federal government from the Office of the President to Health and Human Services and various sub-agencies over the constitutionality of a federal statute called the PREP Act. And the PREP Act, most people will recognize when I say that is the law that gives the vaccine manufacturers and the doctors and the hospitals and everybody involved in COVID, that's what gives them legal liability immunity so that you can't sue them. And it also set up, you know, and it's so, it's so awful how this whole thing played out. The law set up a compensation program called the CICP, the Countermeasures Compensation Program, or Countermeasures Injuries Compensation Program. So anybody who got injured, not just by the COVID shots, but also by remdesivir, which you mentioned, or the ventilator, or any other parts of the COVID protocol, well, those all now fall under the statute. And there is a compensation program that you can submit claims to the federal government for your injuries. Now, I will bet you that 99% of the audience never heard that the federal government had a compensation program for injuries, because nobody in the federal government mentioned it one time. Not while they were busy telling everybody about that made-up six-foot distancing that you mentioned. Not while they were telling everybody to lock down for 2 weeks to slow the spread. That became 2 months. That became 6 months. Not when they were telling restaurants they had to operate at 25% capacity so the tables could be all spread out. Not when they were doing the mandates, telling us we had to wear masks and go one way down a grocery aisle. They never, ever thought to mention, not a single time, that program for compensation. Isn't that interesting?
It's extremely interesting. In fact, I was just reading an article, I believe it was yesterday, in relationship to that, and I don't have that before me, or my eyes can't focus on it, but that is exactly what I believe it is. Is it Liberty Institute that now also is involved in a challenge in that one of the court systems in relationship to that? I'm looking at a headline on another one. Says, lawsuit alleges Pfizer deceived and censored Americans over COVID vaccine. Another headline, CDC cannot substantiate the COVID vaccine ingredients. FDA forced to turn over Pfizer data. There's a lot of information, and I'm thankful to hear what you're doing in relationship to that. If you don't mind, if I'm not asking too deep of a question, what is the status of that? Have you made it through the courthouse door where it's been okay to proceed, or is it still in that stage of question?
So I think this week is our deadline to file our first response to the government's motion to dismiss our lawsuit. And we had to ask for extra pages over the page limit. And it all came together, and I put my final polish on it. The team's working on the last little bits of preparation. But when I saw it last, like on Friday, I thought it looked strong. I am very positive about it. You know, I don't know if we talked about this before, but, you know, the hand of God has directed me at several points during the pandemic, and this is one of those. And I got a download in the middle of the night of what the real constitutional problem is with this statute. And so far, it's held up really well. So,
well, I'm thankful to hear that. I'm thankful to hear that, and I would love to you to keep us in the loop as to the steps and the stages and the status of it. I'm looking at a headline that says, Feds try and fail to get lawsuit over mandated COVID shots dismissed. A federal district court has rejected an attempt by the federal government to get rid of one of the still remaining lawsuits over its incredible rights abuse imposed by COVID-19 shot mandates adopted during the pandemic. Officials at the First Liberty Institute confirm that a district court's decision went against the government and for the team of U.S. Navy SEALs who charged that the military violated their rights by imposing its mandates. The government had argued since the mandates have since been dropped, the case was no longer valid. Yet the court ruling disagreed, because it found that the Navy's religious accommodations process had not been altered since it was used to punish sailors for refusing to take the COVID-19 shots. The court's order said the case, a class action claim initially brought by the several Navy SEALs and other Navy Special Warfare personnel against the Navy, must continue. So that sets the precedence, I believe, in cases like yours that's been filed, where the courts are open. I believe the courts are recognizing now that the world was deceived. The courts, I believe, are recognizing now that there's a need for redress in some fashion. And I'm thankful to see law firms as yours and others that's coming against the status quo. A headline I'm looking at here says CDC cannot substantiate the COVID vaccine ingredients, claims FDI forced to turn over the Pfizer data. It's another case where Pfizer had said they could not turn over the data. And now the courts have said you must turn over the data. Here's part of the article. COVID-19 treatments as universally beneficial without providing supporting data, particularly for the effectiveness of the vaccine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which similarly claims COVID vaccines are safer than infections for all population, has now been caught empty-handed when it was asked to produce the data to support that claim. And so it is my prayer that your suit, Jeff, will produce some of the same evidence and factual information. I believe from start to finish, I believe we've been lied to, deceived, and in some way intimidated by the CDC, the NIH, and the FDA, and all of those connected to that. So it is my prayer that your case will go forward and that there will be relief. So let me ask you a question. Let's just do some hypotheticals. If the case, your case moves forward and there is relief, what does that say to the general public? What avenues does that give them? How does it benefit the public as a result of this case?
We're asking the court to strike down the PREP Act altogether. So the law that gives the legal liability immunity would be struck down, thereby opening the door for anybody to sue the vaccine makers or the hospitals or the doctors or any of those people. So that's what we're asking for.
You have any projection as to the hopeful time frame?
Well, considering we're doing something that's never been done before, and we're up against the largest, least transparent, and most well-funded and aggressive enemy in the history of mankind, I hesitate to make any predictions about it. But the claims that we have raised are claims that can be resolved on what's called summary judgment, which is a stage of a lawsuit that happens well before trial. So I'm hopeful that we might get in front of a judge next or this year, 2025. And I'm kind of hoping beyond hope that with new leadership at HHS, for example, if Robert Kennedy Jr. were to be confirmed, then we may get a more helpful Department of Justice opposing our lawsuit and maybe working something out with us in terms of a settlement.
So, that's a good projected thought there. I'm thankful to hear that. By the way, just as a curiosity, what are your thoughts as far as Robert Kennedy heading up that department, and how do you think it will redound to the benefit of citizens in America?
Well, I support Robert Kennedy's nomination for HHS, which is not necessarily something you should assume because he's a Democrat. Mm-hmm. And he has a lot of positions that he holds that I wouldn't agree with as a Republican. But mm-hmm. when it comes to health and health-related issues, there really is nobody in the public space that is better positioned to make major changes to the nation's health than Robert Kennedy Jr.
I believe that. I mean, you're exactly right. I stand on the same premise that because of what he would be over his position, I agree with that position that he takes on that, though some other political positions I disagree with. I'm praying that he'll be confirmed because I believe it will give us some relief in the future. Jeff, hang on there. We've got the top of the hour news break, and we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park.